Tyrese Turner. Shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. And third baseman, number 1, Juan Benjamin. And the man behind the plate, number 48, Robert Lopez. And the designated hitter tonight for your Hillcats, number 12, Angel Hernow. And on the mound for your Hillcats, number 49, Austin Peterson. Fans, at this time, we ask that you would rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the singing and playing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, the Tarzan cast from the Academy Center of the Arts.
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Charleston River Dogs getting set for game number 5 of this 6-game set. Only 2 games the rest of the way for these two ball clubs against each other. Unless they were to both make the postseason in the second half, they are both eliminated from the first half contention. So they'll have a little bit of work to do as we head into the second half of the season. On the mound for Lynchburg, number 49, Austin Peterson. He's 1-5 with a 3.74 ERA, 38 strikeouts to 8 walks. Command has been his strong suit. However, he gives up a lot of hits, 64 hits in 43 innings. If he can keep those under command, he might have a better night. However, his last game against Kannapolis, 4 innings, 12 hits, 7 runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. The right-hander, 6'6", 198, 23 years of age, from Valparaiso, Indiana. He'll face a lineup for the River Dogs that looks a little like this. Leading off, the center fielder, Chandler Simpson, back in center field after being in left last night. Batting second, the first baseman, Xavier Isaac. Hitting third, the second baseman, Cooper Kinney. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the third baseman, Ryan Spikes. Hitting fifth, Carlos Colmenares, the shortstop. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Zon Diaz. Batting seventh, the right fielder, O'Neill Manzueta. Hitting eighth, the designated hitter, Estanley Castillo. And rounding out the starting nine, the catcher, Julio Meza. Those will be the nine that'll go up against Austin Peterson and the Hillcats this evening, as the winner of today's ball game will guarantee themselves a split of the series and a chance to win the series on Sunday and the whole season series as well. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and we are underway as a called strike on the outside corner is fired in at 6:29, 83 degrees and mostly sunny here in the Hill City. The 0-1 is popped up toward left field. Sadui settles underneath it and will make the grab for out number 1, and that is how we get underway. So Simpson is retired, giving way to Xavier Isaac. First baseman tonight, he's put together a pretty solid series. He's batting .259, 5 home runs, and 25 RBIs. As Peterson, the tall righty, kicks and delivers. Pulled the string, and Isaac was out in front, sitting on a fastball for strike one. The 0-1 misses high and away, 1-1. Xavier Isaac, yesterday, 1-for-5, had a single in the second inning, probably his worst game of the series. 1-1 is jolted to dead center field. Lipscomb broke back, now charging in on it, and he won't be able to get there. The throw comes into second, a tag, and the ball came out. Otherwise, they may have had him. Primary's Turner tried to place the tag. Looks like Lipscomb got fooled just like I did. Came off the end of the bat, and it sounded a lot better. So he broke back toward dead center. Lipscomb had no time to come back in and try and secure it. Runner on second, one away. Charleston has led first in every game of this series. As Cooper Kinney will dig in. First pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Kinney batting .270, 5 home runs, 25 RBIs. Yesterday had 3 singles. Check of second. And he blows it by Kinney. Not much power behind it, only 89. But it's 1-1. Beautiful Saturday afternoon in Lynchburg. It's been gorgeous all week long. 1-1. Missing high. Ball two. Unfortunate start for Peterson. Should be two away, but Lipscomb just misplayed the ball in center field, something that's uncharacteristic for him. He's typically very sure-handed. The 2-1 misses out wide, ball three. You can't really say it's the wind because the wind is blowing out towards center field at this point in time. It's been fixating between right field and center field. The 3-1, high pop-up, right field side. Heading toward the bullpen and almost making the play is Kavanaugh as he tried to lunge over the bullpen gate and he came up just inches away. It hung up for quite some time and he put his body on the line and almost made a web gem. Chris Kavanaugh had himself a day yesterday. 2 home runs, the first 2 of his professional career. Three and two on Cooper Kinney in a scoreless ball game. Top of the first inning. Timeout is called by the Charleston second baseman. Kinney digs in from the left-hand side. Isaac stands on the bag at second. Payoff pitch from Peterson. Ground ball foul past the River Dogs dugout. We'll try again. These two teams squared off last season in the Carolina League Championship. The River Dogs walking away victorious. Just got their rings a few weeks ago. The payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle, but right at Devers, who makes the grab and fires on to first. 2 away. However, that allows Isaac to scamper down toward third as it was hit back up the middle. As Ryan Spikes will try and drive home the run. As we mentioned, the River Dogs have struck first in every ball game this series. On the verge of doing so again. Runner on third as timeout is called by Lopez. Trying to get on the same page with Peterson. The right-hander will work out of the windup with the runner on third. Isaac 90 feet away. First pitch spikes well out in front. Strike one. Coming into yesterday, Spikes was the hottest hitter in this series. He was 8 for 12 going into yesterday's ball game, but then an 0 for 5 night with 3 strikeouts. Halted a little bit of that momentum. The 0-1. Pulled the string and Spikes chase. Strike two. Peterson needs one more strike to get out of this inning. The 0-2. Fouled back. Spikes was able to catch up with the fastball. 91. Spikes hitting 230, 6 home runs, 21 RBIs. The right-hander kicks in, delivers. Line drive, left field, base hit. And Charleston, for the fifth time in a row, have a lead to open up the ball game. And once again, it's Ryan Spikes that causes the damage. Xavier Isaac touches home as Carlos Colmenares will step in. Peterson trying to rebound from a rough outing last week. 12 hits, 7 runs, 2 home runs against Kannapolis. The right-hander with a long pause. Now he throws back. They got him leaning, and Spikes is retired to end the frame. A good pickoff by Austin Peterson. Spikes was going on first movement and was caught a dying duck. We head to the bottom half of the first. Charleston holds a 1-0 lead when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Trevor Martin on the mound for the River Dogs this evening. He's 1-3 with a 3.69 ERA, 46 innings, 58 strikeouts, 20 walks, 19 earned runs. He has surrendered 6 long balls, which the Hillcats have seemed to have found their power swing the past couple of weeks, as they have 5 already in this series. Martin, 6'5", 251. The right-hander out of Oklahoma State was born December 15th of the year 2000. Third-round pick of the Rays in 2022, making his 11th start of the year. It'll be Guy Lipscomb to lead things off for the Hillcats tonight. Lipscomb returning back to center field after the night off yesterday. Adding 284 with a home run, 31 RBIs. First pitch right at the knees for a called strike. Lipscomb knows what to do when leading off a ball game. He doesn't swing at the first pitch. The 0-1 is grounded over towards short. Backhanded play by Colmenares. Long throw. And they'll retire Lipscomb for out number one and keep him off the base path. Tyrese Turner will step in. Turner has had a couple ball games off, batting 187 with a home run and 11 RBIs. He's been swinging a hot bat as of late. As the left-hander digs in and slaps it just past the third base bag, but foul. In his last 10 ball games, Turner is hitting 265. However, in his last five, he's hitting 350. The 0-1 from a right-hander. This is low for ball one. Lipscomb, Turner, Hanau, Lopez, Devers, Benjamin, Kavanaugh, Fascia, and Sadui, the nine in order for the Hillcats. 1-1 for Martin. Turner slaps it back. Strike two. Right-hander. Tops out around 93 miles an hour with his fastball. As the two-strike pitch. As soon as I say that, he hits 94, and Turner can't catch up. Two away. Diaz in left, Simpson in center, Monsueta in right. Spikes at third, Colmenares at short, Kinney at second, Isaac at the bag at first with Meza behind the plate getting his first start of the series. Angel Hanau will step in. He's had a pretty solid week. He fights off the first pitch foul for strike one. Picked up a handful of RBIs in this series. He's up to five. Came in with two. A long pause, and now Martin delivers. Down and in, 1-1. And now, Guardians number 10 prospect takes a hack at a pitch down low, 1-2. Base is empty, two away. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 lead for the River Dogs. They struck first yet again. The 1-2 delivery. Foul tipped into the glove, and back-to-back strikeouts by Martin ends the first inning, 1-2-3. We head to the second here in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One to nothing lead for the River Dogs as we head to the top of the second inning. Xavier Isaac touched home on the Ryan Spikes RBI single in the first inning to put them out in front for the fifth straight ball game. Hillcats have not led first at all in this series. Hard to imagine they were even able to win the first two. They are 8. Let me get the exact number. 8-24 when scoring second. They came in with only 6 wins and then won the first two after scoring second. But since then, they've cooled back off. It'll be Carlos Colmenares at the dish as that misses inside ball one. Colmenares was at the dish when Spikes was picked off to end the top half of the first inning. That misses up high, ball two. Peterson, he hasn't walked anybody yet, though he has been a little bit more erratic than we've typically seen. Already down in the count, 3-0. He's falling behind hitters. This does not bode well for the right-hander. All fours, Colmenares will draw a leadoff walk for Zon Diaz to step in. Diaz in left field tonight. Peterson, he's all about command. He's had a lot of strikeouts when he was in college. And into this season, not many walks. However, he issued one there. A long pause, now he delivers. And it's a little bit in tight, ball one. Peterson, also, because of his delivery and his length, has a tough time holding runners. So you'll see opposing teams put players in motion. As the 1-0, line foul, 1-1. Kind of shocked Diaz took a cut at that, with Peterson having not thrown a strike yet this inning. Colmenares over at first after the leadoff walk. He's got 6 stolen bases on the season, which is 5th on the team. He's 6-for-10. The 1-1 down in the dirt. 2-1. Diaz batting .225, 2 home runs, 22 RBIs. As the right-hander pauses at the belt and delivers. Ground ball over towards second. Turner ranges over. Underhand flip to Devers. They'll get one at second, as not wanting to risk the throw, they retired Colmenares. 4-6 fielder's choice, as O'Neill Manzueto will step in. Manzueta, he's had a rough go of it this year. 179, 1 home run, and 1 RBI. The first pitch to him is down and away for ball one. In the series, he's 1-for-6. He was at High A Bowling Green for some time this season, but it just didn't work out, and he's found himself back here with the River Dogs. The 1-0. At the knees, a called strike, 1-1. One aboard, one away. River Dogs with a 1-0 lead in the top half of the second inning. A throw back towards first to hold the runner. And Diaz is back with a dive. We've seen them try to pick Diaz off several times this week. He's only 4-for-5 in stolen bases. 4-for-9. Been caught stealing 5 times. The 1-1. An appeal on a check swing. He did not go around. I'm also not quite sure where that missed. But it did. Ball 2. See if Charleston tries to get aggressive with that early lead. 2-1, runner holds. Inside again, ball 3. And this is not what we're used to seeing from Peterson. Typically, he pounds the zone too much. Looks like he's trying to nibble and paint the corners and not able to find his spot. The 3-1 to Manzueta. A throwback towards first, and Diaz is back with a dive. So he is out of disengagements, which means the runner can essentially run freely. The 3-1, runner breaks. It's popped up on the infield. The third baseman, Benjamin, will call off Devers and make the grab. For out number 2, the runner had to head back towards first. Estanley Castillo will take his cuts. He had a solid evening yesterday. 3 hits, a double, and 2 singles. Also scored twice. Had a pair of RBIs as well. boosted his average up to 177. Just returned from the complex league and injury earlier this series. That misses upstairs, ball one. He was in the lineup on his first game back Wednesday evening. And he's performed fairly well. The 1-0, healthy cut, 1-1. He hasn't looked great in right field, but at the plate, he's held his own. And in Lynchburg, right field's not an easy place to play. That sun is beating down on you all night long. The 1-1. Floats it in there. Strike two. Right field and first base may be the toughest positions in Lynchburg, because you are staring directly into that sun from the moment the ball game starts until probably about the seventh inning, depending on how quickly things go. And it gets worse around the third and fourth. Fascia over at first with his sunglasses on. The two-strike pitch to Castillo. A throw over, and the runner back with a dive. Two away, 1-0 lead for the River Dogs, top of the second inning. And a 1-2 pitch from Peterson. Another throw over. He's out of disengagements yet again. He's trying to keep the runner honest and hold him at bay. However, at some point, you got to come to the plate. The River Dogs took off the last time he used his two disengagements, but they popped out. The 1-2, runner breaks, breaking ball that never broke up high, to throw down, not in time. So Diaz moves into scoring position as Peterson nearly sailed it to the backstop. For Diaz, that's his fifth stolen base of the season. Two and two. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. A nice strikeout for Peterson, his first of the ball game. Retires Castillo as we head to the bottom half of the second. 1-0 lead for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Mi nombre es José Debe, hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcat.
Two strikeouts in the first inning for Trevor Martin as Robert Lopez, Jose Devers, and Juan Benjamin will dig in against him in this frame. Both of these two teams eliminated from the first half contention. The race is coming down to only a handful of teams. Right now, down east in Myrtle Beach seem to be destined to make the postseason. Down east, 3.5 games ago above Carolina. And Myrtle Beach, 3 games above Columbia and Kannapolis, with about 4 games left. Robert Lopez will step in. He's also been swinging a hot bat just like Tyrese Turner. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Right-hander Martin floats it, and it's rifled into right field, and Lopez picks up the Hillcats' first hit of the evening. Leadoff single. As Lopez, with a nice pure stroke at the plate, just punched it into right field. And Hillcats have a base runner. Jose Devers, he's hitting .216, two home runs, 28 RBIs. It's been nice to see his bat get going a little bit more. It seemed for a while he had been falling into the power swing phase that a lot of young hitters will get into. So that misses down low, ball one. At one point in time, he had the most home runs for the Hillcats with two. And he really made it a point to swing for the fences. He grounds this one softly toward third. Going to be a tough play to turn two. They get one at second, and then they pulled Isaac off the bag. So Devers will reach on a fielder's choice. They probably would have had him had the throw been online, but Kenny had to turn his body and rush the throw as Devers will beat it out on a fielder's choice. Juan Benjamin will dig in. That catches the inside corner, but missed. I thought it was going to be a strike, but home plate umpire Shane Sullivan thought differently. Josh Halsey in the field. 1-0 to Benjamin. First a throw over, keeping Devers honest. Devers, one of two active Hillcats with over 20 stolen bases. There's three on the season. Missed up high, ball two. Guy Lipscomb at 35, and Nate Furman, who's up in Lake County, with 27. Furman also leads all qualified players in batting average in the Carolina League. Healthy cut, 2-1. Eventually, Furman will be retired from that list, but players have to catch up. My guess is, come the second half, his name will be removed from all those categories. The 2-1 from the right-hander. Runner breaks, and it's down and in, and Meza could not get a grip on it as Devers will slide in safely. And a stolen base. Benjamin ahead in the count, 3-1. A good hitter's count with a runner on second. Hillcats down 1-0, trying to get back and even this ball game up. Prez Cavanaugh waits on deck. 3-1. Benjamin pops it up left field. Diaz tracking it and securing it, two away. Prez Cavanaugh. Boy, did he have a night yesterday. Cavanaugh, two home runs, both solo shots. And both over the right field wall. His second one was a mammoth blast that just hooked within the foul pole. As he hit his first two professional home runs. First pitch taking all the way, a called strike, 0-1. Cavanaugh didn't have much power back in college, but demonstrated a little bit of it yesterday. Trevor Martin trying to get him out to end this inning. A fake back to second by bringing the shortstop into cover. Cavanaugh dribbles it past the first base bag. It's going to be a race to get there, and Cavanaugh will beat him. And now the runner caught in between. Devers coming home. Slide safe. Diaz tried to place the tag. And Devers just slid underneath, and the Hillcats tie the ball game, but Devers is a bit shaken up on the play. Devers, almost with a base running blunder, overran third base and then got caught in between. And when they threw back to third, he just bolted toward home and didn't think twice. Zach Fascia watches it in the dirt for ball one. Well, that'll get the Hillcats back to even at one. The 1-0, line drive left field. Diaz ranging back on his horse, looks up. It bounces right in front of the wall. Kavanaugh around third. He will score. And Zach Fascia continues his dominating week at the plate. His third extra base hit of the series as he picks up an RBI double to give the Hillcats a 2-1 lead. Kavanaugh comes all the way from first to score as Lynchburg jumps out in front here in the bottom half of the second inning. As Lexer Sadui will step in. Fascia has been outstanding in this series. That's good to see. Also getting a little bit more regular playing time, which helps his approach at the plate. Fascia in his last five ball games is batting .400. With an on-base percentage of .500. Sadui takes a big cut at the first pitch for strike one. Pitching coach went out and talked to Martin to try to calm him down. Could have been out of the inning. But Kavanaugh beat out an infield single. Runner on second, two away. The 0-1 to Sadui, a breaking ball that missed high. Sadui batting .230, two home runs, 18 RBIs. Had a home run earlier in this week. The 1-1 down and in. I had to scoot him out of the way. Ball two. Fascia drawing some attention at second. Colmenares keeps ranging over to the bag. Case Martin wants to throw back. If Sadui can punch it in the hole between short and third, that should score a run. Missed low. Ball three. Sadui will take a moment to regroup. Hillcats leading 2-1. Bottom of the second inning. The right-hander checks second, now delivers. Line drive, left field, fair ball. Fascia around third. Hill scores. Sadui digging for second. The throw comes to third. And back-to-back RBI doubles for the Hillcats. Gives them a 3-1 advantage. Sadui went opposite field and kept it just inside the line. Fascia off on contact with two outs, able to score. Three straight hits for the Hillcats, three runs in the inning. Guy Lipscomb at the plate, watches it in the dirt, ball one. Martin only has two outings where he's given up three runs or more. This will be his third. The 1-0. Lipscomb takes a call and strike, 1-1. The first one came against Kannapolis when he gave up four. And then the second against Delmarva when he gave up seven. The 1-1. Downstairs, 2-1. Shockingly, both games, he left without picking up a decision. Runner on second, two away. The right-hander delivers the 2-1. Breaking ball. Lipscomb swinging for the fence. 2-2. Martin trying to get out of this inning after allowing three straight base hits. The 2-2. Inside. Didn't get the call. Full count. Runner on second, two away, the payoff. Down and away, ball four, and Lipscomb draws a walk. The inning will continue. The eighth man to bat will be Tyrese Turner. And there's some action going in the River Dogs bullpen. Trying to see a number. Looks like number six. Kikito Severino is getting loose as Tyrese Turner digs in. Runners on first and second, two away. Turner scoots back, ball one. Hillcats already with a three spot in the inning. The 1-0. He'll watch a strike, 1-1. Turner struck out back in the first inning. As a 94-mile-an-hour fastball blew by him. That last fastball at 90. He's lost a bit of tick. The 1-1. Turner took a healthy cut at a high fastball. It was well underneath it. Martin a strike away from getting out of the inning without any more damage. Hillcats already with three on in the inning. Two aboard, two away. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Fouled back by Turner. Both of these pitchers using a lot of that pitch clock. Granted, they've had to work out of trouble. We'll try again at 1-2. Sadoui at second, Lipscomb at first. Check swing, they appeal, he did not go around. So Turner extending the at-bat. Martin about to make his 40th pitch of the ballgame. Two away, bottom of the second inning. Hillcats with four hits in the inning. A 2-2. Upstairs, ball three. So Turner's battled back into this at-bat. Another payoff pitch. Runners will be off with the delivery. A check of second for Sadoui. Here's the pitch. Runners go, and it's outside, ball four, back-to-back walks, and the bases are loaded. As looks like that'll be the end of the line for Trevor Martin. A frustrating outing for him as the 6-5 right-hander dominated through the first inning. But the Hillcats came right after him. Here in the second, a two-out rally, giving the Hillcats a 3-1 lead and an opportunity for more when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action.
Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, I'm sure Charleston would have liked to have not gone to their bullpen this early. But Trevor Martin unable to get out of the second, and Kikito Severino will take over, making his 14th appearance. He's 1-3 with a 6.04 ERA in 28 innings, 23 strikeouts, 27 walks, 19 earned runs, including 4 home runs. The left-hander stands 5'10", 149. It'll be Angel Hanau with the bases loaded and two away. An opportunity to really provide an offensive spark for the Hillcats and give them a comfortable advantage with a base hit. Now the switch hitter will bat from the right-hand side with the lefty on the mound. First pitch floats in there at 79 for strike one. Sadui at third, Lipscomb at second, Turner at first. Back-to-back walks of low to the bases. The 0-1 from Severino. Line drive left field, foul. Out in front was Hanau. Severino. Back-to-back pitches under 80 miles an hour. A strike away from doing his job and getting out of the inning. That one missed down and in 1-2. And now, 0-1, struck out in his first at-bat. And struck out again. Hillcats leave the bases loaded, but 9 men come to the plate in the second. Lynchburg now leads it 3-1. We head to the third in the Hill City. After this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Austin Peterson with some run support. He hasn't gotten very much of that this season. Despite having an ERA under 4, he's 1-5 on the year. And part of that's because he's only gone 5 innings 2 times. But really, in most of his outings, his team just hasn't given him the support. That one fired in there for strike one to Julio Meza. Only twice has he given up more than 2 earned runs. The 1-1 finds the zone. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Peterson, the victim of some bad luck, this season. He's been one of the Hillcats' best starters after being drafted out of UConn. Down and away, two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 pitch popped up on the infield right near the mound. It'll be Devers, the shortstop, who secures it just to the right of the circle for round number one. As Chandler Simpson, the leadoff hitter, will take his cuts for the second time. Flew out to left in his first trip. Peterson attended UConn. I asked him before the season started, as that's lined into left center, Sadu. Two away. I asked him if he had an opportunity to watch UConn win the national championship, and he said he did, despite being down in Arizona. But it gave him an opportunity. They had an off day as he traveled up to Las Vegas to see UConn play in the early rounds, as his Huskies would eventually go on to win the whole thing. Xavier Isaac takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. He admitted, though, it was kind of boring, at least the game that he was at. You always like to win, but sometimes you want to see a good game if you're going to pay money. The 0-1 popped up third base side and out of play. The drive from Goodyear, where spring training is, to Las Vegas is over 4 hours, so he did put some time and money into this. Left field, Sadui ranging back, looking up, nearing the wall, will secure it. Final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 third for Peterson, as his Hillcats lead 3-1 with a chance to tack on more in the bottom of the third when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Kikito Severino remains on the mound as his River Dogs will play from behind after Trevor Martin surrendered three in the second and could not finish the inning. 1 2/3 for Martin. Four hits, three runs, two walks, two strikeouts. His two strikeouts came in the first, his two walks in the second, and all four hits and three runs as well in that second inning. Severino came on for the final out. Robert Lopez, he led off that second with a single to right field before being retired on a fielder's choice. Will step in. The left-hander kicks. And misses inside for ball one. Severino, more walks than strikeouts on the year. Taking a strike, 1-1. He's walked multiple batters in 9 of his 13 appearances. The 1-1, that missed. Ball two. that tells me is it would be wise for the Hillcats to apply a patient approach at the plate. The 2-1 didn't do it there, 2-2. Lopez will dig back in. 2-2. Chased a high fastball. And there's one away. Second strikeout for Severino. If there's a team that's going to be patient at the plate, it will be the Hillcats. Coming into today, they're the only team with over 300 walks in the Carolina League. They're sitting at 318 as a team. Jose Devers will step in. Missing in tight, ball one. And that pace has kind of slowed down since the Hillcats have started losing more. That's well inside. Ball two. They walked like crazy to begin the season as they were battling around 500. Ground ball over toward third. Another slow chopper for Spikes. On the money. Two away. As Juan Benjamin will step in. Benjamin flew out to left field last inning. But ever since the Hillcats started tailing off, and as that misses high, ball one, their walk numbers have slowed down as well. Severino working quickly, the 1-0. In there, 1-1. Benjamin switching over to hit from the right-hand side in this at-bat. As he pops up the 1-1, fouling out of play. One-two pitch. Slow chopper foul. And he stays alive. Nobody aboard, two away. 3-1 lead for the Hillcats. The 1-2 from Severino fouled off his leg. We'll try again. Severino is wasting no time. He steps on the mound and instantly into the motion. Used up 2 seconds of the pitch clock there. Slow dribbler, and Benjamin stays alive. I don't think I've seen a pitcher work this quickly all season. There's been guys that have moved fast, but this is a different speed. Once again, the 1-2. Benjamin pops it out to right field. Mansueta losing it for a second, but then finding it will make the grab to end the inning. 1-2-3 for Severino as he's pitched well since coming out of the pen. We head to the fourth, a 3-1 lead for Lynchburg when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Everybody in action in the Carolina League as we head to the fourth inning. 3-1 advantage for Lynchburg. Austin Peterson will stay on the bump. He'll face 3, 4, and 5. In the top of the ninth, it'll be a fun one down in North Carolina as the Fireflies, even with Fayetteville 5-all. Top of the ninth, runner on first, one away for Columbia, who's after this. Fayetteville, they've cooled down. Actually, pardon me, rather, they've done the exact opposite. They've picked up the pace as that finds the zone for strike one to Cooper Kinney. River Dogs will be traveling there next week as the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. 1-1, one strike. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, in the top of the eighth, down east, 16 runs over Kannapolis. The 1-1 in the dirt, ball two. Down east is about to win the first half for the North Division. You haven't heard about it because they don't have a broadcaster. Nobody's seen any of their home games. The 2-1. Fouled back. 2-2. So unless a team has sent their broadcaster or they're on the road, there's been really no coverage of the Wood Ducks, but they have dominated, played well, 16-6 on top of Kannapolis in the top of the eighth inning. 2-2 to Kinney. Up and away, full count. Salem with a 4-0 lead over Delmarva in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Payoff. Up and away, ball four, and Peterson walks the leadoff hitter. For Ryan Spikes. Finally, in the bottom of the fifth inning, Carolina with a 5-3 lead on the road at Augusta. But the Green Jackets with two aboard, two away, with a chance to tie things up in the fifth inning. Missing inside to Ryan Spikes, who singled but was picked off back in the first inning. One other score I forgot to mention, Myrtle Beach leading 3-1 over Fredericksburg in the top of the fourth inning. But the Fred Nats are threatening. The 1-0. Fastball 1-1. We'll see if they try to put Kinney in motion. I'd be shocked. He's 1-for-3 on stolen bases. The right-hander delivers the 1-1. A check swing back to the mound. He didn't mean to make contact, but he did. Peterson almost spiked it into right field as he left it short of Fascia, who stuck with it for out number one. Kinney will move into scoring position on the fielder's choice. It was more of just protecting himself, but he accidentally put it in play. Carlos Colmenares will step in. Runner on second. One away. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Colmenares walked back in the second. Large gap between third and short with the infield shifting him towards the first base side. The 0-1. Missed a little bit in tight, 1-1. Lynchburg holding a 3-1 lead. They trailed in the first inning, but stormed back in the second. The 1-1. Ground ball to first. Fascia, nice play. Two down. Fascia getting the start at first base tonight. Zon Diaz. Jam shot, out of play. Fascia, by no means a natural first baseman. He's only made a handful of appearances over there on the season. The 0-1. Got him to chase. Strike two. This is his fourth appearance at first for Fascia. Only four times in his pro career as well. 1-2 is that missed up and away. Peterson waves off twice and now delivers a breaking ball, broken bad as it splintered toward the Hillcats dugout. I don't know if I've ever seen a bat break like that. It kind of just took a chunk right out of the middle of the bat. Didn't snap in half. It wasn't sawn in half. Didn't splinter. Just took a chunk, like a bite out of it. 1-2 to Diaz. Ground ball foul. Almost a nice play by the fan in right field, or third base rather. Reached over the railing with his glove to try to snag it. Couldn't make the play. Two-strike pitch. Line drive into right center field. Kavanaugh on his run won't get there as that'll go down to the wall. The run will score as Diaz will cruise in with a two-out double. Kinney scores, making it a 3-2 ball game. As O'Neill Manzueta will take cuts with two down. He flew out to third back in the second inning. Three to two ball game in favor of Lynchburg. First pitch popped up on the infield. Peterson, he finds it. He's calling guys off, but Fascia late will wave him off and make the grab. He's got a smile on his face as he heads back to the dugout for the final out of the inning. Charleston gets a run back. They trail 3-2 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning in the Hill City. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom third of the order due up in the bottom half of the fourth inning. As Kikito Severino pitching well. He's faced four, retired four since coming in for Trevor Martin. But the base is loaded and two away in the second inning. However, this was the part of the order that did most of the damage. Prez Kavanaugh, Fascia, and Sadui each picked up a base knock and knocked out Martin from the ball game. Kavanaugh almost got lucky as the first one is in there for a called strike. He just hit a slow roller toward first, and Isaac just waited back on it. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. Instead of charging it, he just kind of let it come to him. As the 1-1. In tight. All two. And that decision gave Kavanaugh the chance to hustle down the line and beat it out. He pops it out of play. 1-2. 2-2 delivery. He slaps it the other way. Going to be a tough play for Diaz. Charging in on it, laying out, making the grab. What a play for Diaz in left field as he robs Kavanaugh of extra bases. He missed that. He probably would be on third at the very least because that could have gotten past him. What a play for Zon Diaz in left field. One away as Zach Fascia will dig in. Well outside, ball one. Well, the command issues that the stats told us about for Severino, we're not seeing that. The 1-0, fouled back, 1-1. If anything, he's been effectively wild, but you can't even say that. 26 pitches, 17 strikes. That misses wide, 2-1. Lefty delivers. Fascia golfs it to right center field. Mansueto ranging back. Another extra base hit for Zach Fascia. He's in at second with a stand-up double. What a series for this guy. The Brampton Basher. Second double of the game for him. As Lexer Sadui with one away and a runner in scoring position will at least try to move him over. First pitch misses wide for ball one. Meza maybe got crossed up or wants to communicate some signage with Fascia out at second. A natural catcher knowing all the mind games and strategies used by the battery. One and oh to Sadui. That was in and out of the glove, but a called strike. One and one. Runner on second, one away. Sadui takes the strike right at the belt. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Severino. 1-2. That double was the first hit he's allowed. And Severino has done his job keeping the River Dogs in it. They now trail by one. Bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-2 to Sadui. Thought about offering, but didn't chase. 2-2 as that missed down and away. Infield shifted towards first. As Severino will look the runner back to second. Once again, Fascia in the mind of Severino. 2-2. Foul tipped. And they say the catcher snagged it before it hit the dirt. Two down. Ryan Lipscomb. 0-for-1. He walked back in the second inning. He'll try and drive that runner home from second and get the run they lost back. First pitch, up and in, leaned Lipscomb back a little bit for ball one. Lipscomb walked in the second inning. His left strain of that second as the final out was retired. He pops it up, third base side. Diaz in foul ground will make the grab, inning over. Hillcats pick up a double from Fascia, but do nothing with it. We head to the fifth. 3-2 in favor of Lynchburg when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the fifth inning. Austin Peterson remains on the mound. He's only gone five full innings twice this season. The first time came against Myrtle Beach in the month of May. The second against Salem in the same month a few weeks later. Both times gave up five hits, no runs. Today, though, he's at 62 pitches, having given up two runs and three hits. Castillo grounds it to second. Turner, easy play, one away. Julio Meza, 0-for-1 as well. He flew out to short in the first trip. As that, a called strike. A right-hander working quicker than he did earlier in the ball game. Missed down low, 1-1. Charleston, the Rays affiliate, 1-1. Popped up first base side. Fascia calls everybody off and will make the grab in fair territory for out number two. That's the top of the order, and Chandler Simpson will step in. Rays and the Guardians both kind of operate with similar philosophies. They don't want to spend a lot of money. They want to develop talent. They built from the ground up, which is why most of the Rays affiliates end up winning championships year after year. In there for a strike, 0-1. Before this season, the River Dogs had won the last two Carolina League crowns. As the 0-1. Fouled off the top of the foot of Simpson, and he went down in a heap. And he is gripping at that front foot. Clearly in a lot of pain. Out comes the trainer for the River Dogs, Haley Williams. As that caught Simpson squarely on his front foot. Taking a look at the replay. Yeah, that caught him right on top of that plant foot. He says he's okay, though. It's a nice ovation from the opposing crowd. As he's given the all clear to continue, but down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Peterson delivers. Simpson fouled it back to the screen to stay alive. The 0-2 yet again. Ground ball towards second. Turner, quick fire to first. Basha almost pulled off the bag as he extended a little bit farther than he should have. But he kept his toe down, and the inning is over. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-2 lead in favor of Lynchburg after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Well, Peterson has gone five innings for the third time this season. And with his pitch count, we might see him get another full inning. Lynchburg leading it 3-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Turner, Hanau, and Lopez will be the 3-2 up for the Hillcats. Lynchburg trying to get back in the win column after dropping the last two of this series. They won the first two. Tyrese Turner, 0-for-1, walked back in the second inning. Took a healthy cut, strike one. Turner, the USC product, grounds it over toward third. Diving stop, no, he did not make the grab as Colmenares ended up having to back him up. I thought Spike smothered it. There's a pole right in my line of vision. Colmenares backed him up nicely, but an infield single for Tyrese Turner. Only in the second hit allowed by Severino as Angel Hanau will step in. Almost threw it to the backstop. We'll see if Turner takes off at some point. He has quite some speed. 11 stolen bases on the season and 23 games coming into today. He's 11-for-13. Draws a throw over. The 1-0. Line drive into center field. Simpson charging will make the chest high grab. He thought about throwing back to first, but he lost the grip as Turner scampered back. Came up ready to fire. But it just slipped out of his grasp as he brought it back behind his shoulder. Robert Lopez with one away. And Turner on first. One away. 3-2 lead for the Hillcats. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Lopez, 1-for-2, singled in the second inning before he was retired on a fielder's choice. He struck out in his last at-bat. Over his head, a throw back behind Turner. All two. Meza did a good job to gather that in and stick with it as that almost hit Lopez and then fired it down toward first. 2-0. Lopez lost it to right field. Manzueto drifting back, looking up. It bounces off the top of the wall. Turner around third. He'll score the throw into second. Not in time. Lopez with an RBI double as the Hillcats get an insurance run in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Beautiful swing for Robert Lopez as he continues to swing a hot bat. He just missed hitting that out of here. Jose Devers with one away. Down and in, ball one. Devers has had two slow dribblers toward third. That one bounced away from the catcher. Lopez got a bad read on it. Jordan Smith, Hillcats manager and third base coach, a little frustrated as he wanted Lopez to get there. Lopez apologizing toward the dugout. Not taking off. The 2-0. Slow chopper toward third. Jordan Smith makes the nice play. Oh, what a play. That was smooth. Without even looking, he grabbed it with his left hand, handed it off to his right, and then flipped it behind his back to the dugout where a guy was waiting in perfect position. Like they practiced it. The 2-1. Devers lines this into right center. Mansueto ranging. He won't get there as it bounces on the warning track. Here comes Lopez. Back-to-back doubles for the Hillcats. Devers picks up an RBI. It's a 5-2 lead for Lynchburg here in the fifth. And with that, Levi Romero wants to have a word with Severino as the Hillcats are starting to piece it together against him. His second time through. Five to two advantage for Lynchburg. This whole series has really been a race to seven. Whoever gets to seven first wins the ball game. That's been the rules. I don't make them up. I just talk about it. 7-5, 7-6, 7-3, 8-7 have been the scores. Whoever hits that seven mark first has always won. Juan Benjamin will dig in. He takes down in the dirt for ball one. Hillcats would like to keep adding on if they can. Benjamin 0 for 2, two flyouts. His bat has cooled off recently. Downstairs, ball two. Devers and Lopez with back-to-back RBI doubles. Outside, that one gets away. Devers picked it up right out of the arm as he's down at third on the wild pitch. Severino just grip locked it and threw it to the backstop. Press Cavanaugh waits on deck. Devers getting some instruction with the infield pulled in. The 3-0 to Benjamin. He swings, grounds it right at the shortstop. They'll look the runner back on to first. Two away. Prez Cavanaugh will step in. Now with two down. Hillcats have had the green light on every 3-0 in this series. And only once, I believe, has it paid off. Got to capitalize if you're going to swing 3-0. Cavanaugh takes inside for ball one. Especially with a guy like Severino, who you have on the ropes. You don't want to help him out. The 1-0. Down and in, ball two. Devers 90 feet away at third base. Two and up. Outside, ball three. And now if I'm the Hillcats, I'd probably say, hey, let's not swing 3-0 here and see if we can get Zach Fash up with a runner in scoring position. The 3-0. Kavanaugh was thinking just like I was, 3-1. Kavanaugh 1-for-2, a single, back in the second. Taking again, full count. He'll live with that. Nick Severino throw back-to-back strikes. Payoff pitch in the bottom of the fifth. Kavanaugh up the middle into center field. And that's another RBI for Prez Kavanaugh. His second RBI of the day. As the Hillcats lead 6-2. Devers touches home. And Zach Fascia at the plate. This is the kind of game the Hillcats have needed. Fascia into left field. Boy, is he swinging a hot bat. Three hits and three plate appearances for Fascia. Kavanaugh into scoring position. Alexis Sadoui with an opportunity at the dish to extend the lead even further. An arm getting loose in the hurry for the River Dogs. Sadoui takes down and away for ball one. Runners on first and second. Kavanaugh in scoring position. Down and away. Grip blocked it again. Meza having to lay out all over the place. Trying to stop Severino from sending it to the backstop. The 2-0. Sadoui. His eyes lit up at a fastball and fouled it back. The arm getting loose is Alex Cook. We saw him earlier this series. The lefty delivers. Sadoui into center. Simpson will put it away. And the inning is over. Eight men come to a plate. Hillcats put another three spot. Second crooked number of the ball game for Lynchburg as they lead 6-2 as we head to the sixth in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th. As they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Top of the sixth inning here in Lynchburg. Renny Artiles will take over for Austin Peterson on the mound as his day is done. Peterson will be in line for the victory as long as the score holds. We'll meet Artiles in a moment and close the book on Peterson as well. But first, let's take a look back at how we got here, 6-2 in favor of Lynchburg. Charleston struck first in the first inning. Xavier Isaac was brought home thanks to Ryan Spikes. As the River Dogs, for the fifth time this series, cracked the scoreboard before the Hillcats. But the bottom of the second, Lynchburg exploded for three runs. As three straight base hits and five straight base runners helped the Hillcats take a 3-1 lead. Then in the fourth, the River Dogs would get a run back thanks to Zone Diaz, who doubled home a run. But then in the fifth, Lynchburg put a three spot on the board. Another crooked number to take the 6-2 advantage. As Renny Artiles will take over, Xavier Isaac to lead things off. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Fouls it off the top of his foot for strike one. Artiles making his 10th appearance. He's 2-1 with a 9.64 ERA and just under 12 innings. He's struck out 11, walked 9, and surrendered 9 earned runs. Xavier Isaac, 1-for-2. The 0-1 from Artiles in the dirt, 1-1. Closing the book on Peterson, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. I thought maybe they would give him another inning. He was around 70 pitches, 75 maybe. But they decided to turn to the bullpen. The 1-1, up and in. They appeal on the check swing. He went around, says Josh Halsey. Xavier Isaac with a long stare down. And he's still shaking his head toward that first base umpire. 1-2. Boy, it'd be wild if we saw what happened in Lake County here tonight. 3 ejections in the span of about 10 minutes. 1-2. Foul tipped at the dish. And Isaac will stay alive. For those of you who haven't seen the video, I posted it on my social media. The West Michigan manager went berserk on the home plate umpire. 1-2. High drive. No doubter. Isaac with some flair will travel the bases. A leadoff home run here in the sixth for the River Dogs as they cut the deficit to 3. Isaac, that's his 6th home run of the year. And he took a moment to enjoy it. That was a no-doubter. Not sure if that extra slow walk out of the box was directed toward the umpire. First base umpire, that is, who Isaac clearly disagreed with. Anyways, getting back to what happened in Lake County. It's a 6-3 ball game here. The 1-0 to Kinney. Ground ball to first, but foul. The West Michigan manager in the top of the 9th inning went berserk on the home plate umpire and got ejected. Without a doubt in the mind, a worthwhile ejection. Fouled away by Kinney, 1-2. However, he didn't do anything crazy on the field. Now, granted, I'm not sure I've seen managers that heated at any point in time, even in some of the most egregious ejections and most flamboyant, the 1-2. Ran it in tight, ball 2. However, instead of leaving the field back toward the right field corner, which is where the locker rooms and clubhouses are located, as the 2-2 grounded toward second, Turner, 1 away. Ryan Spikes will step in. The manager of West Michigan, Brian Pena, he decided that the best case scenario would be to exit through the concourse. So he hopped up over the wall as Spikes takes upstairs for ball 1. Walked up the stairway, and onto the concourse and out of the stadium. The 1-0. Fouled back 1-1. Before that happened, former Hillcat Isaiah Green was ejected after arguing whether he was safe at second. The 1-1 from Artiles is popped up. First base side, Lopez heading toward out of play, and it'll land in the seats. This was one play prior. One batter, rather. Isaiah Green was thrown out trying to swipe second, which ended the bottom half of the eighth inning in a one-run ball game. He had some choice words for the field umpire. He got tossed. And in the process, Omer Santos, the former Hillcats manager from last season, has the 1-2. Ground ball over toward first. Fash is stuck with it. Two away. Carlos Colmenares with two down will step in a 6-3 ball game. Omer Santos, having worked with him for a year, I've learned his mannerisms and can understand when he's heated. And typically, it's a very controlled anger. That one ran inside and caught Colmenares right on the front leg, as he'll reach first the hard way. As on Diaz will step in. With one aboard, two away. Here in the top half of the sixth, one run already in. When Santos gets mad, it's very controlled. Mild-mannered, not very expressive. But he gets in your face. However, yesterday was far and away the angriest I have ever seen him. Artiles kicks and delivers. Upstairs for ball one. He got his money's worth as he spent the entire inning break on the field yelling at the infield umpire. And they gave him a long leash. The 1-0. Popped up on the infield. Artiles will hand it over toward Lopez, who makes the grab and foul ground, and the inning is over. Solo home run by Xavier Isaac as the River Dogs down three as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg Hillcats this evening are honoring the life of their late owner, Dave Elmore, who passed away within the last week. He purchased the Hillcats back in 2015 and has run the team since, signed a new deal to keep the Hillcats in Lynchburg, and has poured a lot of money into creating a fun and family-friendly environment. His goal was always to keep baseball affordable for families so that they could come to the ball game and enjoy themselves. And the Hillcats, along with the other teams he's owned and other communities he's participated in, are very grateful for his leadership. As Guy Lipscomb will dig in and fouls it back for strike one. The Hillcats tonight had a moment of silence before the game for Mr. Elmore, as our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this difficult time. 1-1 to Guy Lipscomb as Alex Cook has taken over on the mound for the River Dogs. Ground ball back to him, backhanded play, and right in time, Lipscomb is retired. Cook making his 15th appearance. He's 1-2 with a 5.06 ERA. And just over 21 innings, 23 strikeouts, 8 walks, 12 earned runs allowed. As he'll try to keep this a 3-run ball game. Hillcats out in front. Tyrese Turner at the dish. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Turner singled and scored in the fifth inning. Struck out back in the first. He fouls that back for strike two. Sun beginning to set. Orange skies out past left field. Another beautiful evening. The 0-2 lined into left field for a base hit. Tyrese Turner with two singles on the afternoon. We have had gorgeous weather in this series. Angel Hanau will step in, 0-3. It's been perfect to be outside. A great crowd here tonight. We don't have the official number, but well over 2,000 if I were to place a guess on it. Ground ball sharply hit. Nice pick by Spikes. He'll go to second for one. On to first, not in time, as Hanau just beat it out to avoid the double play. The River Dogs are in disagreement, but from my vantage point, as unbiased as I can be, I think he got there in time. So Hanau on first for Robert Lopez, who just missed a home run in his last trip to the plate in the fifth inning. But if you haven't been out to the ballpark this season, you are missing out. It has been gorgeous almost every night. Strike called on the bottom corner. Get your tickets, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. A game tomorrow, and then at the end of June and beginning of July, 12 games in 12 days, the biggest homestand ever, including the red, white, and boom fireworks doubleheader. Almost sailed it into the seats, and now back with a dive. 4 fireworks shows in 12 games for the Hillcats. You're going to want to be a part of it. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Runner breaks. Swung on and missed. The throw down. Hanau started stumbling, and he reaches safely as the ball got into center field. Colmenares couldn't make the play. Hanau just lost his balance as he took off a little too hard and maybe got caught up with Colmenares, as they are both chatting it up on the bag. Yeah, it looks like they got a piece of each other. And now gives the all clear. Colmenares, who's back in his spot. Stolen base for Hanau. That's his first of the season. Lopez down the count, 0-2. Runner in scoring position. Long pause by Cook. Strike three call. Lopez got caught looking. And the sixth inning comes and goes. The Hillcats leading 6-3. We head to the seventh here in the Hill City. We'll be back with the final 3 innings of baseball after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years.
Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Renny Artiles on the mound for the Hillcats for his second inning. After a solo shot by Xavier Isaac, cut into the Hillcats lead. It's a 6-3 ball game. I told you, 7 is the magic number. You got to get to 7. Whoever gets to 7 first ends up winning the game. And if you don't get to 7, all bets are off. Anything could happen. Bottom third of the order for the River Dogs, Manzueta, Castillo, and Meza. The three due up. They're a combined 0-6 this evening with one strikeout. Manzueta takes upstairs for ball one. Manzueta in right field tonight as he fouls that back to the screen, 1-1. He misplayed a ball in right field the other night that should have ended the inning. I'm going to look back and see which day it was. It's 1-2. I believe it would have been Tuesday night. The 1-2 misses a bit high. 2-2. Yeah, it was Tuesday night. Jose Devers was at the plate when he skied one to right field, and Manzueta lost it. And then by the time he found it, it was landing 10 feet from him. Skied out of play. The next batter, Bubba Folia. That was with two outs, by the way. The next batter jacked a home run to dead center. Extra outs will come back to bite you. Inside, full count. Manzueta. I guess he'll have to settle for the championship ring from last season. He was a part of that ball club. The right-hander delivers. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three. Manzueta can't believe it. First strikeout for Artiles. Looked like it may have been a little high and inside. But Artiles gets the call, and Manzueta is retired for out number one in the seventh. Stanley Castillo 0-2 as well. He lifts it into center field. Lipscomb drifting back in front of the warning track will secure it. Two down. Julio Meza 0-2 as well. He's flown out. Actually, just popped out on the infield both times he's been to the plate. That's the first pitch in there, called strike. He took something off of it. For strike one. Artiles in the second inning of work. We'll see if he gets a third, or if they turn to their bullpen for the final two innings. The 0-1 took a healthy hack. Strike two.
Artiles into the motion. Line drive knocked down by Artiles. Going to be a tough play for Turner. Off balance, can't make the snag. And he slaps himself on the thigh as he had a chance to make a great play. But he tried to barehand it and instead just flipped it in the air with his bare hand. So Meza will reach on the infield single as Chandler Simpson will dig in 0 for 3. That would have been an excellent play by Tyrese Turner. He's made quite a few of those this series. That one just missed. Ground ball to first. Fascia spins on a dime. Artiles with a little strut back to the dugout. Daps up Fascia, and the inning comes to a close. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. Lynchburg leads it 6-3 when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Jason Prill here with you. 6-3 lead in favor of the Hillcats. As Jose Devers, Juan Benjamin, and Prez Cavanaugh will step in. Benjamin, the only Hillcat to not reach base tonight. He's 0 for 3. Everyone else has at least been on. And now 0 for 4, but he did reach on a fielder's choice. Lipscomb 0 for 3, but he walked in the second. Everyone besides Benjamin, though, has seen time on the bag. Jose Devers will dig in against Alex Cook. Cook work a solid sixth as that misses up and away for ball one. Devers pops it up and out of play. Devers doubled in the fifth inning. Came around to score. That was part of back-to-back doubles between Lopez and Devers. 2-1. The right-hander delivers in there for a strike, 2-2. Not sure where it missed, but it goes full. Cook was ready to do a strut around the mound. Now the payoff pitch by the right-hander. Down and away, ball four, and Devers draws a leadoff walk. As Juan Benjamin, 0 for 3, will try and break the slump that he's in. We'll see if they send Devers. As Benjamin takes a called strike 0-1. Devers had a stolen base in the second. That was his 21st of the season. Hillcats have not been as aggressive on the base pass this series. The 0-1. A snap throw, and that caught Benjamin And it gets away. That'll allow the runner. Oh, they're going to call Benjamin out. They're going to say he interfered. Both Yan Rivera and Jordan Smith not pleased with the call as the catcher just fired it into Benjamin. They're going to send Devers back toward first. As Benjamin is out on interference. And he's very frustrated as the crowd letting the umpire hear it. Brez Kavanaugh will step in. Benjamin still has not gotten back to the dugout. Kavanaugh, 2-for-3 with two singles. That catches the outside corner for strike one. It's a tough break for Lynchburg. Catcher just threw it right into Benjamin, and he paid the price. One away, a throw over. Gets away, and that will allow Devers to move into scoring position. So eventually he moves down. That should be an error on Isaac as it popped in and out of his glove. And Rivera, the first base coach and bench coach, pointed immediately towards second. Kavanaugh with the base hit could extend the Hillcats lead. The 0-1 in the dirt. Good eye, 1-1. Right-hander checks second as Devers takes his lead. Colmenares shadowing him behind the bag. Kavanaugh fouled it off of both the catcher and the umpire. They'll need a moment. Two strikes on the Hillcats right fielder. Kavanaugh yesterday, two solo home runs. Today, two singles. Wind blowing out toward right field. It has picked up a little bit more here in the Hill City. The 0-2. Kavanaugh fights it foul. Kavanaugh was also robbed of a base hit in the fourth inning on a diving play by Diaz. Right-hander checks second and fires. Kavanaugh chased in the dirt. He'll look the runner back to second and throw to first. Two down. That'll bring up Zach Fanship. He's had himself a night. 3-for-3, two doubles and a single. The Brampton Basher from Brampton, Ontario. Devers drawing some attention, a long look. Fascia fouled it in and out of the glove of the catcher. He had a good fastball to rip on, 95 right down the pipe. A little underneath it. That was a long look by Cook. Devers not worried whatsoever after he sailed it over the head of Isaac earlier in the inning. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. Delivery catches the corner. Strike two. Cook a strike away from getting out of the seventh inning and keeping it a 6-3 ball game. Hillcats out in front as the River Dogs trying to get their way back into it. Be a big out. 1-2. Fascia tipped it into the glove, and the inning is over. The first time he's retired tonight, two strikeouts and an interference call, and the inning. As we head to the eighth, 6-3 in favor of the Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
We head to the eighth. In Lynchburg, Tomas Reyes will take over for Renny Artiles. We can close the book on him. Two innings, two hits, one run, one earned run. A solo shot by Xavier Isaac. No walks and a strikeout. Speaking of Isaac, he'll lead off against Reyes, who's 1-0 with a 1.38 ERA in 10 appearances. 13 innings. He's allowed two earned runs, 13 strikeouts and 8 walks. The left-hander will try and go the final two innings of this ballgame. 5-11, 150 from the Dominican Republic. He's pitched well since getting here. First pitch downstairs, ball one. Isaac, 2-for-3. His solo shot was the last run scored by either team. Big breaker. Missed high. Ball two. Reyes on the older side, 23 years old. Outside again, ball three. However, starting down here in Lynchburg, he has pitched well. Actually, he's pitched very well this year. Last season, though, he struggled in four outings. He was up and down, 3-1 as Isaac takes a called strike. He was never able to solidify himself in a position here. A 3-1. Popped up. Out of play. Full count. He would come up for a week and then head back down for a week. Then he'd come back up for 1 week and then get set down for 3 weeks. The payoff pitch to Isaac. Tipped into the glove. Strike three. Good fastball at 90. Top of the zone. One down. Cooper Kinney will step in. This season, Reyes not a part of the opening day roster. As the left-hander kicks and fires, breaking ball, missing in tight, ball one. But it didn't take him long to find his way to Lynchburg with some injuries to the pitching staff. The 1-0, jam shot into right field, Kavanaugh, and perfect position, two away. And since then, he has arguably been the best arm out of the bullpen for the Hillcats. Him and Ellerts could both stake their claim. Ellerts probably goes a little bit farther into outings than Reyes does. Ryan Spikes will step in. Missing high, ball one. But Reyes, when he's come out of the pen, has been sharp. And he's earned himself a spot on this ball club for this foreseeable future. 1-1 foul back. And he's hoping at 23 years of age that he can get the call up to Lake County and join some of his former teammates from last season with the captains. The 1-1. Good pitch down the pipe, 1-2. Ray has a very mild-mannered character. A two-strike pitch. Check swing, they appeal. He did not go. Reyes thought he did, but he'll have to get back on the mound for the 2-2. With bullpen guys, you don't always know what you're going to get. The 2-2. Popped up. Out of play. But with Reyes, you know night in and night out, you're going to get a guy who's composed and calm. The 2-2 to Ryan Spikes. Fastball top of the zone, just above the belt, full count. So Spikes has battled his way back into it. The payoff pitch. Spikes spoiled it. A 3-2 once more. Another foul back. Spikes is up to about 8 pitches in this at-bat, maybe 9. Three, two. Blew it by him, finally. Inning comes to a close as Spikes is retired for out number 3. We head to the bottom half of the 8th inning here in Lynchburg. 6-3 advantage for the Hillcats when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hillcats.
It'll be Lexer Sidhui to lead things off in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Alex Cook on the mound for his third inning of work. Hillcats trying to put a few more insurance runs on the board before the 9th inning. Sidhui doubled in the second. He's 0 for 2 cents. First pitch misses up and away for ball 1. Cook dodged a bit of a jam in the 7th inning. Sidhui fouls it back 1-1. When Juan Benjamin was called out on interference for supposedly preventing a throw down to first base from Meza behind the dish. Ground ball over towards second, one away.
Yeah.
Guy Lipscomb will dig in, still looking for his first hit of the evening. Benjamin feeling like he was robbed. The only guy on the ball club who has not reached base, and unless they can piece something together, he won't get another trip at the dish in this ball game. Unless he goes to the bottom of the ninth inning. Up and in to Lipscomb for ball one. Right-hander delivers. Lipscomb dribbles it toward third. Behind the back spikes. Long throw. Gets Lipscomb by a step. Two down in quick fashion for Alex Cook in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looking ahead to the ninth. It'll be Colmenares, Diaz, and Mansueta due up. One hit within the next five batters for Charleston. Their bats have been relatively quiet tonight. Tyrese Turner swings through a 96-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. The 0-1, strike two, as he chased a high heater. Turner has his average up above 200 for the first time this season. After two back-to-back singles, he takes down and in. He singled in the fifth and in the sixth. Cook will step off and regroup before the 1-2. All outside, 2-2. They didn't reset the clock, as he never asked for time. So it almost ended up he stepped into his throw instead of a timeout. The 2-2. Turner chased it, got away. Mazza hops on it, throws down to first. Almost hit Turner in the back. But instead, they retire him in the inning. Is over. Charleston needs three to tie and force the bottom half of the ninth inning. They've done it before in this series. They will try to do it again. When we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Great crowd on hand on this beautiful Saturday evening in Lynchburg. 2,480 at the ballpark. Another nice night for baseball and great crowds. That's been the staple of this season. Attendance numbers are up all across the country, which is great to see if you're a baseball fan. The new rules have a lot to play with that. The pitch clock and the ban on the shift. As Jordan Brown has entered the ball game in left field. Reyes has his first pitch to Colmenares fouled back for strike one. It'll be Colmenares, Diaz, and Mansueta, the three due up here in the ninth inning. Reyes pumps it in there, strike two. Charleston needs three to tie, four to take the lead. They have three outs to play with. Bound back to the screen, Colmenares stays alive. He's 0 for 1, reached after being hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. Trying to get things started in the ninth. The 0-2 from Reyes as he kicks and fires. Breaking ball just missed. Colmenares turned out of the way. And just missed. The 1-2 from the lefty. That one sailed high. Evens the count at two apiece. Reyes on for a second inning of work. Peterson still in line for the win if this score holds. Be his second of the season. A breaking ball gets Colmenares for out number one. Third strikeout for Reyes. One away here in the ninth. Zon Diaz at the dish. He doubled in the fourth inning. Fouled it right at the dish. Caught a piece of Lopez. Strike one. Diaz made an outstanding play in left field tonight, robbing Kavanaugh of a base hit and probably extra bases. Breaking ball underneath it, first base side. Fascia tore it out of play, and he'll watch it land about 10 rows back. Fireworks following the ball game. A lot of fans sticking around. Two-strike pitch. Curve ball got him. Diaz puts his arm out to the side, and the umpire says, head on back to the dugout. I don't want to hear it. It's a beautiful curveball from Reyes. As the River Dogs are down to their final strike. Crowd trying to get loud to urge the team to victory. O'Neill Mansueta takes down low for ball one. Almost 2,500 at the bank tonight. Reyes, the left-hander, kicks and fires. Line drive to right field. Kavanaugh turning his back toward the infield. Leaps, can't make the grab. Just out of his outstretched arm. As Mansueta will cruise in with a double. Keep the River Dog hopes alive. Kavanaugh gave it his all. And it was just out of his reach. He was playing in, and Mansueta got it over his head. Stanley Castillo with two away. Runner at second, inconsequential in a 6-3 ball game. However, the tying run is now on deck if Castillo can get aboard. He's well behind that fastball, strike one. That hit was the first given up by Reyes since he entered the ball game. The left-hander pauses and fires. In the dirt, Castillo laid off. Two down here in the top of the ninth inning. 6-3 lead for the Hillcats. The 1-1. Chopped back to the screen. Final strike. A possibility here. Timeout called by Castillo. Runner on second, two down, top of the ninth inning. Hillcats up 6-3. Trying to guarantee themselves a split in the series end of the season matchup. The 1-2 from Reyes. Fastball grounded over towards short. Diving attempt by Devers. Gets up! Offline. Mansueta wasn't able to get a read of it. And so he stays at third. But now the tying run at the dish. Devers almost made an outstanding defensive play to end the ball game. But an error keeps things alive. Extra outs. Julio Meza. He's one for three. He's the tying run at the dish. Save opportunity now for Reyes. First pitch misses high. Ball one. And now Tony Arnold wants to go out and have a word and just settle Reyes down. No fault of his own that he's in this situation. A fly ball that just got over the head of Kavanaugh, just past his outstretched arm after the outfield was playing in. The right-handed hitter. And then a ground ball up the middle that Devers gobbled up on the dive. Tossed over toward first, but wide. Now runners at the corners. Two away, top of the ninth inning. It's never easy. We said first to seven wins the ball game. Hillcats are at six. Tying run at the dish in Meza. He does have a home run on the season. He can get a hold of one. It's a brand new ball game. The 1-0. Out wide. Ball two. Chandler Simpson waits on deck. He would represent the go-ahead run. Reyes sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. Swung on and missed. 2-1. Meza. Trying to capitalize on Reyes, maybe pumping it in the zone. Two aboard, two away, 2-1. Here in the top of the ninth. 6-3 lead for the Hillcats. The pitch. Caught the corner. 2-2. Meza will step out and call time. Runners at second and third. Deuce is wild here in the ninth. Tying run at the plate. Reyes comes set for the 2-2. He checks second and delivers. Line drive, deep center field. Lipscomb backpedaling in front of the wall. Ball game. Reyes picks up the save. The Hillcats pick up the W. Six to three, our final. We'll step aside and recap the ball game after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families.
Get your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, a 6-3 victory for the Hillcats, and let's toss it down to Rox Cruz with tonight's Hillcat hero, Zach Fascia.
Okay, Hillcats fans, I've got 45 Zach Fascia here with me. Zach, you had two doubles and a single tonight. You are showing off this week. Have you changed just enough, or do you just feel like you're getting stronger week by week?
No, we're giving love in the family, though. We are family.
Sounds like a plan. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Did you get anything for Frank, or is like this just it?
That was Zach Fascia with Rox Cruz. Thank you, Rox. As the Hillcats 6-3 winners here this evening, let's recap it quickly. Charleston struck first in the first inning, thanks to a double from Isaac and a single from Ryan Spikes. Then in the bottom half of the second inning, Lynchburg would put a three spot on the board. Devers, Kavanaugh, and Fascia would all score. Three straight base hits, five straight base runners allowed the Hillcats to take the lead. In the fourth, Charleston would get a run back as Cooper Kinney would walk and Diaz would drive him home on an RBI double. Then in the bottom of the fifth inning, Lynchburg, another crooked number on the board. Turner would single to open up the inning. Lopez would double him home. Devers would double Lopez home, and Kavanaugh would bring Devers home with an RBI single to make it a 6-2 ball game. River Dogs would get one more in the sixth on a solo shot from Xavier Isaac. And then Tomas Reyes came in the ballgame, slammed the door shut, picked up the save as Austin Peterson picks up his second win on the season. We'll be back again tomorrow, 2 o'clock first pitch, as we wrap up the series and the season series between these two ball clubs. Catch all the action right here at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, MLB TV, MILB TV, or Valley Live. Or join us at the ballpark, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Once again, your final score, Lynchburg 6, Charleston 3. I'm Jason Frill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.